It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and friends.
103.9985 MyPigRadio.com, the My Pig Radio Morning Show. Time to introduce our guest this morning from the community. And our guest from the community is Julie from Julie's Deli. I just found out today for the very first time their last name is Furlow. I had no idea. I just said, Julie.
I thought it was Julie's Deli.
Julie's Deli. I've heard about Julie's Deli and went to Julie's Deli for years now. Texarkana tradition since 1996. I knew it had been a long time, but I didn't know it had been 24 years.
Congratulations.
You must have
Thank
started
so
that
much.
As a teenager.
Well, it felt like that.
Well, anyway, she got started in 96, and you said on the Facebook Live that you'd been a teacher at several schools, and something you always wanted to do, restaurant, do food.
Exactly. Wanted to have a restaurant.
And you did it.
And I did it.
And you say at first it was a family deal.
It was definitely a family affair. I had my parents, my sister, a cousin, an aunt, and then I had one other employee.
You and your family were doing a lot of work in that.
We were doing a lot of work.
Well, it has definitely grown since then. How many employees you say you got now?
We have 26 now.
That's a pretty good staff right there.
Yes, right there we have it.
Of course, your business has grown. I guess it was kind of like the snowball going downhill. It picked up speed, got bigger.
It did. Bigger.
And people got word of mouth, got around like, you got to go try Julie's Deli. And that's the way I heard about it years ago was Julie's Deli. All of a sudden, I kept hearing this, Julie's Deli, Julie. So what's Julie's Deli? and then I figured it out. But I guess that the word of mouth is a good way to get to.
Well, it worked well for us. Uh-huh.
It really did. Talk a little bit now that we've gone fast forward to your 24-year anniversary that you just had. Do you remember what month was it that you opened back in?
It was June 1st.
Okay, so you just celebrated 24 years. Next year's the big 25. I'm sure she's going to do something special for that, but we won't put her on the spot right now to figure it out.
We'll do it off air.
But I bet you something next year they're going to have a big 25-year blowout Julie's Deli and all your favorite customers. Because, you know, like I said, people get places and they really, really like a particular place. That is their place. And they kind of stick a flag in the ground. That's my place. And I'm sure you've got people like that.
We have a really nice group of regulars that come in and we can almost order for them.
That's right. You know, we've gone through the COVID so far, and when it first hit, and they said everything's shutting down almost, and they went and said, no in-dining restaurant. What were you thinking? Like, oh my goodness, what's going on?
Well, we were in shock, but it had been a crazy week anyway, because if you remember back, the first couple of days, we were under a boil order.
That's right.
So we were having to boil water to wash our hands and do some other things. And so, you know, we ended the week with the governor closing the dining rooms, and immediately the next day we were into curbside pickup delivery.
Right. I mean, so when that first hit, was that the first thing that came to your mind? Like, wait a minute, they can't come in. I've got to come, because you don't have a drive-through there,
right?
Obviously, because you're in the Summerhill Square Shopping Center, right across the street from Texas High. Mm-hmm. And so, was it just like, bam, I know what I got to do, or did you have to think about it a minute?
No, we knew immediately because we, you know, occasionally took food out to customers that were not able to come in.
Right.
Okay.
And so immediately we knew curbside delivery was going to be, or curbside pickup was going to be our drive-through window. So.
Right. Did people take to that real quick?
People really, really liked it. Mm-hmm. So at one point we had 6 spots in the front that we were doing curbside pickup.
Good.
So we stayed really busy doing that.
Well, see, that's really good because I know some places in the beginning, when they didn't have the natural drive-through, it was a slower progression for some. Let's just put it that way.
Right.
I know that some of them were really struggling there for a while until people kind of got the fact that, oh, we can still get this.
Right. A lot of people didn't understand that they could go ahead and just call in and we would bring the food out to them.
103.9985 MyPigRadio.com, the MyPig Radio Morning Show with John, Anna, and friends. And our friend from the community today is Julie Furlow from Julie's Deli in Texarkana. And we were talking about curbside pickup, and then they opened back up the in-dining restaurant. It went, 25%, then it went to 50%, then it went to 75%. Now we're back to 50% because of the COVID. How's that been going as far as the seating of people and things
like that? It's been going well. We spaced our tables out 6 feet apart, removed some of our chairs, and tried to make it as comfortable as we could for people. We have a dining room attendant that's out there all the time, wiping down door handles, making sure the tables are wiped down properly. We now fix all the drinks. Mm-hmm. There's no salt, pepper on the table, those things to make it just where people aren't touching
the
same
really not,
things.
It's really not a bad thing. You know, I went to someplace right the first day it opened. The first day they let in dining restaurant continue. And I went in, and it didn't bother me, the fact that I asked for salt and pepper, and they brought it, and then I didn't have to touch the...
I started thinking about who's always been touching my salt before this.
Yeah, so it's really a good... Some of this that comes out of this is really actually a good thing. You know, we hate to go through this mess, but some of it's good.
Right.
And like you said, the curbside pickup, you're probably going to keep doing that, period.
We will keep doing curbside pickup. So it's been very good for us.
That's a good thing that happened, and so that will continue all in dining. Now, talk a little bit about your market that you've got in there, because you've got some great items on that.
We have three freezers of casseroles in several sizes. We do packs for 2, 4, and groups up to 10. Mm-hmm. Chicken spaghetti is number one seller of all the casseroles. Mm-hmm. And we do the Boar's Head brand sliced meat. People can call in, request what meat they want sliced. We'll have it ready when they get there, which is really nice. You don't have to wait. Mm-hmm. Come in, pick up your lunch. We also do cakes, pies. So we stay pretty busy.
The come in and sit down meals, you got a wide variety of salads, soups, sandwiches. What did you say is maybe the favorites that people...
Well, the top three are chicken salad, mm-hmm. chicken spaghetti, and the white chocolate strawberry cake.
Yep.
Anna's ears perked up when you said that. And you make a good tuna salad is what you said.
That's my favorite.
Yeah, I'm going to have to try that, because if it's made right, tuna salad is just wonderful. And you've also got meeting rooms that we talked about, because you've got several organizations that come in and have...
We have meetings. Several groups that have meetings. The Harvest Regional Food Bank, the board meets there. Mm-hmm. The Noon Lions Club, and then a Toastmasters group meets there.
If your organization likes to have meetings, that's a great place to have one. Just give you a call and find a time.
Exactly.
All right. What's your normal hours?
Our normal hours are Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, and Saturday, 9:30 to 2:30.
Wide variety of time to be able to get there and try out Julie's Deli, which has been a tradition for a long time. Anything you want to ask, Anna?
So at 10 o'clock, we can be there for the chicken spaghetti?
Absolutely. It will be hot and ready.
Just making sure I have tomorrow lined up.
All right. Any message to your customers as we continue through this weird, strange time of COVID-19, and to your customers that have been with you for 24 years?
Hey, we still have some customers that come in that came in on that very first day. And I've met a lot of wonderful people, not only know them, but now I know their kids, their grandkids. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we have a really nice customer base. It's really a joy to be in business in Texarkana.
103.9985 MyPigRadio.com. And yes, it is the My Pig Radio Morning Show with John, Anna, and friends. Our friend from the community is Julie Furlow of Julie's Deli. A lot of people probably didn't know what is her last name. We figured it out today. We're going to play the game, and the game today happens to be, are you smarter than a fifth grader?
Yes, we are.
Well,
definitely.
We shall see. You know, the fifth grade today is much more advanced than it was when we went to school.
Right.
But anyway, it comes from a standard fifth grade curriculum. If you get 4 out of 5, you get to move on to the sixth grade. If you get less than 4 out of 5, I guess we're going to summer school. I don't know. What country? Oh, well, this one, you ought to be able to get this one. What country currently has the most cases of coronavirus in the world? Is it A, China, B, Russia, or C, the USA?
The USA.
Definitely.
Unfortunately, you are correct. It is the United States. This is a really current, are you smarter than a fifth grader?
Nice.
Let's see. What? Oh, boy. What is the average of 6... 13 and 11 is that A, 8, B, 9, or C, 10? The average of 6, 13, and 11.
So when we add them together, we get 30. So that would be 10.
You say 10, too, 10. Julie?
Yes, 10. Okay.
Sorry, I was...
The math whiz over there. I was like, huh? Because she knows I don't like math questions, but that is correct, by the way. So y'all are 2 for 2. You're doing quite well.
We're doing this.
Which carry and receive messages in your body? Is that A, nerve cells, B, blood cells, or C, electrons? What carry and receive the messages in your body?
I go with the electrons.
I go with the nerves.
Well, okay, Anna, you're right.
Oh, look at you. There you go. Okay.
It alerts you when you're in pain.
What country did Gandhi lead to independence from British rule? Was that A, China, B, Thailand, or C, India?
India.
India.
You were very certain on that, Julie, and you are correct. And then Anna followed along. And she was right, too.
I was right.
Okay.
I was letting her answer first.
Y'all are doing very well.
Let me get my one.
Really? Okay. I think you're doing quite well. Which of the following is not a carnivore? Is that A, a wolf, B, a bull, or C, a lion? Which one is not a carnivore? Of course, you know what a carnivore is, don't you, Anna?
Yes, I do.
You vegan, you?
Yep.
How are you going to eat the chicken spaghetti?
That's right. Because there's meat in there.
That's right.
So is it the bull?
Yes, it is the bull. Y'all got four out of five.
Yay!
You get to move on to the sixth grade. Both of you.
Awesome.
And I'm proud of both of you.
Just sit by me so we can continue to share answers.
Yeah, because y'all were sharing answers, but that's okay. We allow that in this game. But y'all did good. So once again, Julie's Deli is located in Summerhill Square, right across the street from the big old Texas High campus. 24 years in business.
Convenient drive up.
Drive up and get your carry out if you want to, or come inside and enjoy Julie's Deli. Once again, your hours?
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6, and Saturday, 9:30 to 2:30.
All right, and if somebody wants to call in an order for
absolutely 903-792-DELI, and you can call in, come in and pick up, or pick up curbside.
All right, sounds great. If you're new to town, you haven't tried out Julie's Deli, you need to do so. You will be amazed, and they're just good old hometown folk.
That's right.
Thanks for coming in, Julie.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and Friends Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.